This is the Madness Podcast, brought to you by Nomads Entertainment.
What up, world? This is the Madness Podcast. My name is Prime Suspect. This is show number 60. That's right, show number 60. We've got 60 shows back to back, and we got the whole crew. Background Gardo, Big Heck, D-Well. Again, my name is Prime Suspect, and obviously we got Hatermiss, a.k.a. DJ Dragon. What's going on, fellas?
Damn, you're not here twice? What are you teaching?
Hater and miss.
What's going on, fellas?
I do not hate. I just speak the truth. You guys can't handle the truth.
Oh, this guy. All right, bro.
Can't handle these bars, son.
What's going on, fellas? Anything happened this week? For you guys personally?
Nope, not a damn thing here. I hate on everything, so I just sit in the corner and cry.
Any projects? I actually, I'm gonna be. No, I'm not gonna.
Be transparent.
Go ahead. I was going to admit something, but I know that I'm gonna be clowned, so I don't. Oh, want to admit.
It's fine. We already knew. We've been waiting for this for years.
Go ahead, come out.
Well, I had an electrician come out today because my pool equipment stopped and I kind of redid my electrical. And so I called an electrician yesterday and I was like, look, I want to run a 50 amp. I want to run a 50 amp over to my pool equipment so then I could just take that circuit and run everything off of that. So that's what I called for, right? And then he was like, yeah, I'm going to have somebody come out in the morning, right? So the morning came, and so I called the place, and I was like, hey, you know, you said you were going to have somebody come out in the morning, but, what time? And they're like, oh, they're going to come out, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'll call you when they're on their way. So he called me at, like, 10. They're like, they're on their way. It was 12, and I'm like, I called back, and I'm like, what's up? They're like, oh, he should be there shortly. So he finally got there. The dude was not prepared at all. He was like, I'm supposed to do what? And I'm like, yeah, I called because I want to run a 50 amp circuit over here. You know, he's like, yeah, I can't do that. I was not told that. So what the issue was in my pool equipment, I had a GFI switch that had burnt up. And it was because it was on the load side of the GFI. So when the GFI tripped or the pool pump kept on tripping the GFI. So it burnt up. And I was like, I told him what I want to do. And I was like, talking to him. And he's like, honestly, what you should do is run 100 amp over to the pool. And then you could tap that and go, you know, further in the backyard and do all that stuff. I was like, okay, great. He's like, I'll fix the GFI, switch it out, blah, 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 right? So I'm thinking, all right, I'm good. I'll pay a little bit to get this GFI switched out.
Your pool pump doesn't run straight to your board?
What do you mean?
You said you have a GFI switch.
A GFI plug. So I have the power, and I did this myself. I have the power. Power's going to the GFI plug, and then the power is going from the plug over to
question is you have your pump running to like an outlet?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
No. It's just on that circuit of the plug.
It's just on the extension cord.
That sounds janky as fuck.
Yeah, it does sound janky, bro.
No, it's not. It's on the same circuit that the plug is on. But the way I wired it is I wired it to the GFI side of the plug. So when the GFI tripped,
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, you wired it super wrong.
I wired it wrong.
I'm confused. Yeah. But yeah. All right. Yeah.
So I'm thinking that, all right, so I told them what I wanted. He did the measurement. And I'm like, all right, they're going to give me a quote and they're not, you know, they'll charge me, what, $50? Maybe $100.
$400. You know,
they charged me $200 to change out a fucking GFI.
What?
$200. I mean, I could have done that myself, but I didn't call them out. It was the catalyst, right? It was the catalyst that happening to have somebody come out. But I called them out to run you know, a big, you know, a, you know, I asked for 50, but it was just super annoying. And then, so I was talking to the dude and he wrote up a list of what I needed. And I asked him, I was like, hey man, like, could I take a picture of that? So he let me take a picture of it. And then he gave me his number and he's like, man, you know, they're going to charge you by the hour and they're going to charge you for the equipment. I mean, for the material. So, you know, if you want, you know, you call me up and we could go and I could tell you what to get and you could just work with me. So I think that's what I'm going to do.
What happened to your neighbor?
He's just busy, man. He's super busy. He does solar now and he's all over the place. He's just super busy. So, yeah. So what I want to do is run 100 amps over to that box, over to the pool equipment. And then I'll be able to run everything I need to off of that 100 amp, you know, circuit breaker, you know, to my eventual office in the corner over there. So, but I was just super annoyed that I paid. Yeah, my apartment. I was just super annoyed that I paid somebody $200 to fucking change out a GFI outlet today.
No, but what you did was pay a company $200 to find you someone who could do all your work on a loan.
Yeah.
Let's
look at it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay for a plug. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he gave me his number and.
Damn. I wish my pool looked like that. Yeah. That looks fun.
Yeah. I'm going to give him a call. So I went to City Electric today and I kind of priced everything out like what he told me. And it's gonna like just the material is like just the material because I need like a 1 gauge wire. He said a 1 gauge wire, so that shit's like fucking, yeah,
it's like a pinky finger,
bro. That's like for car audio, bro. Yeah,
one gauge wire, but and it's just the wire is $200.
Yeah, 1 gauge is no joke, bro.
60 feet, so it's like $500 in material right here. Just for the material. So.
Yeah. What are you trying to accomplish?
I want to be able to run power to the pool equipment and have enough power because what's running that pool equipment right now is a 20 amp circuit and the pool pump by itself is like 18.4. So there's not that much. And I've got a pool pump there, and now I have the salt cell and the plug. So it's just too much. And eventually, I want to, obviously, if I put that 100 amp circuit over there, circuit breaker box over there, I can use that to run over to, as you say, my apartment. So that's where I'm at. You know, so I appreciate the fact that, yeah, I paid $200 for a plug for, you know, not to pay this company $1 million to do what I want, because he was like, man, they're gonna charge you, man, because they charge like, I think it's like $100 an hour, $150 an hour.
Yo, oh, that apartment's gonna be nice.
So I know, Big Heck, you were talking about cleaning out your garage. Is that gonna be the man cave?
Eventually, I mean. I just need to clean. I got so much shit up there, but yeah, eventually I plan for it to be that way.
Word. And then, you're talking about getting new speakers. Why do you want to get new speakers? Because I thought those Yamahas were good.
Yeah, the Yamahas are good. I just don't want to. I'm going to put two big ass planters under there. So I'm putting the ticks in the planters and then plant the flowers on top of that. So it's not seen.
That's dope. That's dope. So buy the TV. I'm looking. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking. Okay, that's dope. That's dope. Dragon, have you built that fence yet?
Nah, I'm just in the process right now of building new shelving for my porno stash, but that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's always in arm's reach. Yeah, I keep it in arm's reach.
Exactly.
Who's watching the playoffs? The NBA playoffs?
I am.
Yeah, I watched a couple games.
It was the game last night was pretty good. The game last night was pretty good. Like, I don't really, obviously I don't have any skin in the game. I kind of want the Suns to win, but I kind of want Milwaukee to win. I just want a good series. You know, it's not going to be Suns in four now, obviously.
I vote for the Suns just because of CP.
Chris Paul, yeah.
I think he played like shit last night, man.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think he deserves a ring, but yeah, he blew the game.
Yeah.
Blew the game last night.
Yeah. Honestly, Middleton, man, that dude, honestly, I think he's in this run that they're going on right now, he's the best player, man.
Yeah, I mean, he is an all-star. I mean, he's nice.
Yeah, he is.
You could say it's a team sport, so one play doesn't ruin the game, but as a high-caliber player, you should not be fucking dribbling off your foot.
Yeah.
But that they had a chance until that happened.
Yeah. Also, missed free throws messed them up too, man. Missed free throws messed them up. But yeah, now it's tied up, and now it's anybody's game. You know, it's basically a brand new series. Series started over. You know, it's the path to winning. Whoever wins these next two games is gonna win.
Yeah, and the way that Adetumo to the Pumbo has been playing.
Adetumo to the Pumbo.
That's his name, right?
Oh, man, this guy's a shotgun.
Adetumo to the Pumbo. I always wonder how the announcers how they like say his name perfectly.
I'm just reading it off the back of his jersey.
Adetumo, yeah.
Yeah, I had to tune it into a combo. That's what I said.
All I need, right? Crimbo.
The way he's playing, man, if he wants to take over, he has it. But it's just it's like sometimes he doesn't have the juice.
Yeah.
When he gets the juice, he's good to go. Like, he can literally take over a game. He has the ability to do that. But I don't know if he believes in himself that much.
I found it, I don't know if this is sad or whatever you want to call it, but like to have the All-Star, the WNBA All-Star game basically an afterthought. Well, basically like it was an afterthought. It was because it was last night. It was right before the game, All-Star game.
What is the WNBA? What is that?
You're so stupid. The WNBA, women's basketball.
Olympics?
No, women. Come on, man. Women's basketball. And their All-Star game.
Women can play basketball?
they have a good fundamentals. Of course
they do. Oh, but it was. How do you think women's basketball can become more popular?
By letting men play?
Can you G-string?
Pretty much.
That'd be fun to watch. Hey, say nothing.
Hey, it got serious real quick. Hey,
I don't know. I'll watch that now. But I mean, I tried to watch WNBA when it first came out, like the Cheryl Swoops era, and I tried to watch it, man, and just like it's only so many layups I could watch, man.
It's not exciting.
And NBA's gotten that way too. It's not regular season's not that exciting. The NBA has turned into the WNBA because they play the same way now. Everybody's taking three-pointers. Everybody's taking outside shots. Nobody's driving in. Like, there's no – that's what used to make the NBA exciting. Like, driving to the hole, dunking on a motherfucker.
Yeah,
that rarely happens now.
Alley-oops and shit,
yeah. Yeah, alleys. And, it's turning in – NBA is turning into WNBA. Except they let him play during the playoffs. They've been letting him play during the series and
they said that a couple of times last night. They're like, this is the regular season. And that would have been a foul.
Yeah.
The last possession, one of the last possessions last night, Bucks, they had a carry. The Bucks had a carry.
Yeah.
They were going down and he obviously turned his hand over and I'm like, that's a carry. But it's been pretty good, man. Whoever team. It would be nice because obviously Chris Paul is at the end of his career or at the tail end, and Adetumpo,
yeah.
He's got some years, but does he really want to stay in?
He signed for long term, and he's not. It's not up to him no more right now.
I'll stay in Milwaukee. Why not? If you're winning.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know what you guys have against Milwaukee, so I think.
It's cold, man.
Like, they're not broke. They only have to play there a little bit of time, man. I can go to Hawaii for 6 months out of the year if I want to. Man, that kind of money.
That's true. That's true. I mean, the other thing that people think about when going to particular cities is the other opportunities that you get by being in New York or being in an LA and stuff like that.
Yeah, the markets. Know? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The other making money making opportunities, I should say. So,
there's not going to be any money made until LeBron leaves the league.
Why did he say that?
I mean, you got Chris Paul, who does State Farm. That doesn't matter what city you're in. You got LeBron James, who actually...
Yeah, but Chris Paul didn't get the State Farm deal until he was in L.A., was it, right? I don't think he was getting... He got that State Farm when he was in...
New Orleans.
New Orleans and all that.
Chris Paul played in L.A.?
Lob City?
Clippers, man.
That's the Clippers.
Yeah, but it's L.A.
Yeah.
You're in a big market. You're in a big market. That's when you get those deals.
Talking about, I don't think we talked about this on the show yet, but college players can now make money. I think there was a college player or there was somebody signed a $1 million contract or something like that, $1 million contract. And now you got like people like Reggie Bush asking to reinstate their records and give back their Heismans and stuff like that, because at the end of the day, they got in trouble for basically taking money, you know, and now the NCAA has the rules where, you know, as a college player, you can make money on your likeness. I think it was bound to happen, right? Because the NCAA, it may be a nonprofit, but these schools make billions of dollars.
A lot of those schools, big schools, that's all they are sports programs with education on the side. No, it is.
Yep. Ohio State, you know.
A lot of those colleges, man.
Yeah. Like, Go ahead, you will.
I think it's a good move. I mean, I think it's actually going to keep some of these kids actually playing longer at the school.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you make a little money to help your family out, then, like, it's no rush for me to get to the NFL. It's no rush for me to get to the NBA. There's no rush for me to get I wouldn't even count baseball, because most players don't even go straight to the league. They start off in farm league, so the money is not really there until you actually make it.
One of the main catalysts of why they were leaving school so early is because they had to make money, you know?
I think this really is a game changer for football.
Yeah. That's true.
That's the main thing. Basketball, maybe for a few guys, but football is the mainstay. Like, these guys, they sell the tickets. They make the most money for the schools.
For the school, yep. Excuse me.
Yep. I mean, you have certain schools like UNC, Duke, UConn, that are known for basketball schools.
Yeah.
And even some of them, their football teams are starting to really
show some UK hope. UK is a basketball school, but they're, you know, I think UK has the ability, because of the conference that they're in, their football program has the ability to attract, you know, good players, and they have a good schedule because they're in the SEC, you know. So, yeah,
and you're totally right. They've had a couple of good football seasons, you know, the last couple of years. So, I mean, the money's there, and I mean, these kids deserve to get paid. Why not? The school's making billions of dollars, or NCAA is making billions of dollars off of them. Let them I don't know how this works out. I haven't really read the contracts to see like how they getting paid. Is it like the local car dealership? Can I give them money? Like, I don't know how it works, but
right. That's what they have. Well, now can they? Well, let me ask you a question. Is it the rule that they can have representation now?
I thought that's what it was, because I heard because Barstool started signing players and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have a friend, local lawyer here, who has a son, and he just got signed by Barstool.
Because as soon as that thing got passed or whatever, a bunch of athletes hit up Portnoy, and he dropped a video and everything saying that we'll sign you all, and he started signing people left and right.
I saw a video of him recently, and
he's living his best life. I'll tell you that much.
He's not a cool person, man.
Who is this?
Saying the N word, like just, you know, nonchalantly, and
he did.
Yeah, I mean, he said N-I-G-G-A, but still, you know what I mean? Like,
I never heard that one.
Yeah, there's a video out there, but yeah, I'm happy for these kids. Excuse me, I'm happy for these kids. I think that. You know, I don't know what it will do for the non-stars. You know, if that'll help them, or I don't know. But I'm happy that people are gonna start making money. And you're right, D-Well. When it comes to football, that's when these kids are gonna make some money. That's when these kids are gonna make some money. So.
And I'm worried, like, is it going to bring down the gameplay? Like, if I'm making X amount of money, like, do I really even care? Like, am I playing it hard now because I don't need NFL money? And we're talking about, you know, 19, 18, 20, maybe 21-year-olds. Like, think about your mindset when you were that age. And if you had like some real cash coming in, and you're already the dude on campus, right? And now you got money to back that shit up.
D-Well, I agree. Football is gonna make these kids lots of money. I also agree. I don't know how the level of play is gonna go, right? I don't think it's gonna go to the effect where you said, "Well, I'm making money. I don't need to play hard." Because at the end of the day, the goal is still to get to that next level to make real money, right? And then if they can already become popular, they'll be more popular, they're already making money from endorsements, and I think that money will continue to grow tenfold because they'll already be in the system. So I think that it's a good thing overall, because these colleges are making billions of dollars, you know, so why not the kids too?
I agree.
You know?
If I got a Rolex and a Ferrari before I even go to the league, I don't know what else you need to do, man. Like, well, let me put it like this. Speaking from what I've seen, any dude, I went to school in a college town that has a really big school that has some very, very good players. Probably 95% of the team were going to the league. And I would say out of that percentage of dudes, everybody had a car, everybody had a Rolex, everybody had diamonds in their ears before they even went to the league. Because the money's been out there a long time. Now it's just gonna be on book, right?
Right.
The percentage of dudes that actually perform once they got to the league, yeah, they got their money real quick, and they might last 2, maybe 3 years. That's it, and they were out because they'd already lived that lifestyle. They grabbed the big money once they got in there, and then they just said, "Screw it, I'm done." So you already, half these dudes were already millionaires or close to it prior to going to the NFL. just off of paid by school and paid by their soon-to-be agent. So when I was in Tallahassee, all Florida State football players, Mercedes, Rolex, diamond earrings, money to spend in the club. Like, they were like fucking superstars in a small ass town. Like, you knew who was the top players. They all had cars, nice fucking, not just a Honda Civic, like S-Class, fucking Tahoes, on rim systems, and fucking Rolexes at the age of 19, 20.
Wow.
So I just don't, it's going to help a lot of kids who maybe need to send money back home, and hopefully they do that. Since it's on books now and it's taxable and everything like that, it's going to save a lot of kids from getting sanctioned not to be able to play ball anymore or lose their scholarship or lose their Heisman endorsement. But I think it's good and bad at the same time. They're going to have to work through this. It's not going to be a success the first time, but there's going to be changes and amendments and addendums that need to be updated during this process. Yeah, that's
right. So the news this morning came out. We're still talking about sports, but Richard Sherman, cornerback, I think he last played for San Francisco, was arrested for domestic violence. And did you guys see the video of him trying to kick down the door?
No, man. This is all like news to me.
Yeah. So you know the story better than I do, right, D-Well?
No, you have more. I think you updated more because you posted something about CTE. I just read the article where his wife was saying that, you know, this is not within his character. He didn't hurt any kids. He didn't hurt her. He didn't hurt any family members. And she was like not trying to talk bad about him at all, which was great because I thought like the way the news reported it was like he beat the shit out of his wife. He was trying to like break into a house and kill a whole family. And she came.
But that video was crazy, man.
Like, I didn't see it.
He was trying to beat the door down. And it was crazy. And he was like, I guess he was talking to the father-in-law, and I don't know what happened, but they said that when he got arrested, he wasn't listening, and they had to have the dogs take him down.
Yeah, you got that the background, Carlo? You pull up that video? Richard Sherman?
But I'm curious, like, do you think he's having CTE issues? Because, you know, even though as a cornerback, he still gets hit. You know what I mean? Like, he's not a quarterback.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. Like, the guy's been a stand-up guy the whole time he's been in the league.
Yeah.
And he's always been, you know, outspoken. Is Ivy League grad. Like, he's not like a meathead. Like,
not at all.
Like, I don't know. Maybe this is symptoms of CTE. Or, you know, maybe it's like, man, you caught my wife. Maybe she was cheating, and, you know, you get a little angry. I don't know.
So he's a free agent. Do you think that this just fucks up his whole, this he ain't playing next year?
It definitely lowers his stock, especially at his age. So, I mean, I don't know. I wish you... It's sad.
Like I said, this is not his MO.
He never has been. He's never been in trouble before in his life.
Yeah.
Ivy League graduate. But maybe it is. Have they said it's maybe CTE related?
No, I just put that in there. I have no idea. I don't know. You know.
But I just like the fact that, you know, not for nothing, his wife just didn't talk shit about him in the public eye, and she kind of, you know.
Well, she's the one that called the cops, right?
She gave a statement. She gave a statement and said, "This is out of his character. This has never happened before." And you know, so, but she could have said, "Where?" You know, she could have filed for divorce. Said, "Oh, he beats me all the time. He beats the kids. Right. like anything like that, but just to have at least she stood by. And obviously, he doesn't even look in shape.
He kind of looked in shape to me. Now, what about this car accident?
He's not like
he's being invested for a car accident too.
Well, yeah, they said he they found his car like hit he had hit the car hit a barrier, but obviously he wasn't in the car. Because he went out and used his 4.4 speed to run to this house real quick to try to break down the door. So I'm sure the car thing, because they're trying to pin him with a DUI and this. But yeah,
that's his wife.
Yeah.
Well, no. I hope he gets the help that he needs.
Sure. I hope it's not serious.
He was just
pissed off.
Yeah, pissed off. It doesn't look like insane. Like he lost his mind. It's just like he was pissed the fuck off.
Oh, you know what we haven't talked about, which I'm super happy about. I'm not happy that he broke his leg. I'm happy that
here we go, this guy.
Conor McGregor, he fought last Saturday and he broke his leg. And the thing that pisses me off about Conor McGregor,
I can't believe
McGregor
you said you're
is,
happy about that.
Well, I'm happy that he lost, right? I would have, even if they had gone however many rounds they go, I still want him to lose because I think he's just a fucking, I don't like him. Today he came out. He was my leg was already broken. Like, that's fucking excuses, man. He's like, I already had a, like, if his leg was broken, they wouldn't have let him fight.
It had stress fractures in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, stress fracture. Overtraining.
Yeah.
Like, he broke it right there. The leg's broke.
Right there. Crack right there.
Oh, Jesus. I can't watch it anymore. God damn it.
Yeah, man.
Like I relate. He didn't lose. I agree with him. He didn't lose the fight. He lost the fight. His body failed him. I don't know if he should fight again.
Well, you saw the video. I'm
not his fan. And then he was like talking about, doctor, "I'm gonna kill your wife. Kill you and your wife." That's
but he already
up,
had
man.
The surgery, so that he had a titanium rod from his knee all the way to his ankle. He said it's unbreakable, so he's ready to go.
What does it matter? I mean, we still love Tyson. Tyson said he was going to eat somebody's kids.
Yeah. That's the greatest fighter ever.
This guy, I'm going to eat your kids?
You are right.
Yes.
Eat your kids, man.
Bro, don't say nothing. Hey, that was 10 times worse than what McGregor says. So shut your mouth, you hypocrite.
Yeah.
Tyson started all of this.
Yeah. Like,
I broke my back. But we knew that Tyson was kind of like out there already.
He set the standard of how to piss the motherfucker off. And he ended up with all crazy shit.
Yeah,
it
was him.
Tyson ate a dude's ear, and we still, we love Tyson, the greatest fighter all times. He bit a guy's ear off.
And then he talked about he took a point straight at that he'll fuck him. Like, yo, come on.
Yeah.
Yo, and you over here talking about
I'll fuck you. Like, goddamn, Tyson was bad, man.
Do you think that Jamie Foxx movie is going to be good? Because he's been wanting to play Tyson for years.
Jamie Foxx never failed us.
I think Jamie Foxx is going to probably do a great. I just wonder how the movie's going to be, but I think he's going to do a great job, though.
I think it's going to be in the beginning of his career, right?
I saw a snippet. It looked pretty dope. Let me just like a little trailer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Jamie Foxx had a little trailer. Like, it was real quick. It was like a 1 minute, 2 minute thing.
Oh, man. I think it's going to be good, too.
I just can't wait to the scene where he punches Robin Givens in the face.
Ooh.
That's my favorite part. She fucked up the man's career. I'll stand by it. And,
her and Don King. Don King torched that man's career.
Fucking, but man, having a woman that's this is worse, man. Like a woman that's, she's supposed to be the one like, hey, you know, this dude's ripping you off. But nah, she's ripping him off at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you come home? How you come home and your wife get railed by Brad Pitt?
That is for real?
That's what he said.
Mike Tyson was Brad Pitt was scared as shit. Yeah.
Yeah, he said she was fucking Brad Pitt.
Oh, wow.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, look up, if you ever look up Brad Pitt.
But was she actually fucking Brad Pitt? Or she just said
it. They walked in. That was the rumors.
Yo, Brad Pitt was at the fucking house, bro.
Dude, this is Tyson. Tyson said he was at the house.
Yeah.
This is
at his house. At his house, bro. His house.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
Dude.
That pussy ain't worth it.
Yeah. I don't, if I was Brad Pitt, I wouldn't even want anything to do with Tyson.
Not with Robin Givens. She ain't that bad. You crazy.
Nah, bro. He could get much better than that.
She was good for her time then.
Yeah, but she was a Mike Tyson risky good.
Mike Tyson ain't the brightest candle on the tree. But did Brad Pitt even know? He was like, you know, he was coming up just like her. And she was like, man, this dude's dumb as fuck. Come over to the house. He ain't gonna be home. Wow. He's out doing coke.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
You
come home and Brad Pitt fucking rarely your wife. What the fuck you gonna do, man? How you gonna fight out? How you gonna fight after that? How you gonna fight after that, man? You can't fight. And you fighting Buster Douglas next week?
No, we fought Buster Douglas. He had STD already. Shit.
I had gonorrhea.
Wow, that's crazy. All these years later, I never knew that. I never knew that. That's crazy. So who's seen the T-Pain video? I want to understand the context of this video.
Like a clip of it, and I have not seen it yet, man.
Like, I want to understand. I don't know. All I know is he was railing on, and this is what we do every day, right? We rail on this fucking bullshit music. But I want to understand, was he like on Twitch or something?
Yeah, it was Twitch.
Well, it's Twitch.
He's mostly on this streaming. Like Twitch because he plays a lot of games online. He's on Twitch all the time. He's not a rapper anymore. He's a streamer now.
Yeah.
He was like, fuck this new music. There's all these
littles out there. Like Little Yachty, Little Pump, Little Dap, Little Whoever.
All these babies. He was like, Lil Baby, Duh Baby. But Dragon, you made a good point. You were like, yo, he was the originator of fucking auto-tune. You know what I mean? There was no
auto-tune. He wasn't the originator.
No, I'm sorry. He was the made it super, super popular.
He made a career out of it, and he made it popular to use that shit. And he basically started the demise of hip-hop.
Well, they didn't have to copy him. They didn't have to copy him either.
Well, like, you go back to, remember he said that he was depressed for 4 years because Usher told him, he was like, man, you ruined music. Like, that came out, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, Usher told him that he ruined R&B because people realized, like, oh, we could just find a singer that doesn't sing that well. And we could just put a little auto-tune and correct their singing. And, like, you just have a stretch of some one-hit wonders that use auto-correction to put a song out. And
you're right.
But I don't think that was his purpose. I really think T-Pain was like, fuck it. He probably listened to some Roger Chapman and a little Zapp and Roger and just like, you know what? I'm going to try this shit out now. It worked in the 80s. Let's see if it works now. And this shit worked. So it was him being different for the time.
Yeah.
And everybody else just bit off of that shit.
Well, I agree. Yeah. He was doing his own thing and everyone else copied off of it. It's the industry that is basically churning out these new acts with no originality. That's why every other rapper now has Little in their name or Baby or some offshoot of that. It's like each new rapper coming out got thrown through a random name generator online or something. That's how they got that rap name. That's how they got the songs, and that's how they got their fucking lyrics. That's pretty much the rap game right now.
Well, you know, it was like in the early 90s, before the Lil start, everybody put Big in front of their name. If you think about it. You got Big Pun.
Who was the first Lil? Was it Lil Wayne?
I think Lil Wayne was the first one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there might have been other Lils, but he was like the first one to
the first major one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only reason why he was Lil Wayne is because he was little. He was a kid.
He was 14.
Yeah. Yeah. And now you got talk about Lil Wayne and No Limit Records. You got instead of back that thing up, you got vax that thing up.
Back that ass up.
Yeah, what?
Goddamn.
No, it's vax that thing up, right? Back. I think it's vax that thing up. Yeah.
Yeah. To get vaccinated. Yeah.
Instead of back that ass up. So Juvenile and Mandy Fresh, basically, in order, because I would assume that in New Orleans, a lot of black people are getting vaccinated. In New Orleans, a lot of black people are not getting vaccinated, and they're just trying to promote. And I guess they got paid to come out with a.
And I think that the this was actually used to promote some type of dating site that you have to get vaccinated in order to get on the dating site. But it works out to I think it helps a little bit.
I mean, that's a good motivator. Like, you ain't getting no snatch. If you ain't getting shot.
Dating site. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Can't catch a thought without getting the shot. Boom.
And honestly, it's like the video. They
that's
have
a tagline right there.
Put that on the t-shirt. Put that on the t-shirt.
What did you say?
Can't catch the thought without getting the shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got them today, man. You got to write these shits down. Dragon on one, man. Today is the day to create. You've had like some hot takes today.
Yeah. Talking about COVID, COVID is storming back. And they're saying like 99%, which obviously it makes sense, but 99% of the people that are catching and dying from COVID are not vaccinated. So that basically means that the vaccine works.
Yeah, I mean, I think it works. I have to believe it works, but with this new strand that's out, I'm still kind of afraid. I've started to go back to keeping hand sanitizer in my pocket. I started wearing my mask again when I go out to the store.
I still wear my mask and everything. Like, if I go out, I'm still doing the same thing I was doing pre-vaccination. So
yeah, this dude, and he's right. He came over my house with a mask on.
Yeah.
So he's sticking true to religion. But also California's going back to masking up, or at least LA County.
Yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, I read something New York is thinking about doing the same thing. You know, and then you got states like Florida fucking and DeSantis. You know what DeSantis said? We're going to talk about Cuba, but DeSantis was like, oh yeah, all these Cubans, you need to rise up, and all the Cuban military rise up and overthrow the country. And China, Iran, and Russia came out and was like, yo, America, you better not do anything. America don't want that smoke. You know what I mean? We got COVID going on right now. We got these Trumpers that are basically saying that sometime August, Trump is going to be automatically re-injected into the presidency. You know what I mean? I definitely feel what's going on in Cuba, you know, but I think that there's, I don't know. I think that I think that Obama was working on progress in Cuba, right? Relaxed some
sanctions,
relax some sanctions, which basically allows more money to go into the country, which will help people. You know what I mean? Trump, he said nope, he's gonna tighten those sanctions up, and now we're in a situation where people are saying in the streets, and I'm not a Spanish person, so I may butcher this, but libertard. Is it libertard?
You say you're a retard.
Yeah, it sounds like retard to me. Stupid.
liberate in Spanish. It's like libertad or something like that.
He's not Puerto Rican.
Who? Shut up, man. You're so stupid.
He's high yellow.
It's not libtard.
Libtard.
High yellow.
But
isn't that libtard? Is in ESPN or something?
Is that Dan Libertard. You make
isn't that a drug? Libertard.
Libertard.
Yeah, isn't it?
Leotards.
They just want to dance. That's what it is. They want leotards.
I definitely am standing in solidarity with the Cuban people. They've been under this regime for 63 years.
What regime?
The communist regime.
Oh.
Castro, he's talking about Castro and all that.
Raul's done.
Yeah. But the thing is, the reason why they have been able to hold on to this power is because China, Iran, Russia, they all, that's their ally, right? And you know what happens when America's allies, when we go to protect America's allies, we fuck shit up, right? Yeah. America don't want that smoke right now, man. So, Iran, China, and Russia said if America steps on inland, it's going to be... We're going to protect our ally, just like America would do.
You know how they could step in without stepping in?
How?
Relax some of the sanctions.
Yes.
Allow American companies to work over there and to provide food and to sell to them. That's how you step in. Because nobody's going to refuse that. The Iran and the other companies, when we were bringing tourism over there, they didn't say shit about that, right?
Right, you're right.
So you're right. Just, hey, relax some of those sanctions. Biden can easily do this shit. Back what Trump did and back it up some more and let I'm sure Kellogg's, Kraft, every meatpacking company would love to work with them and get them addicted to some of our high fructose corn syrup items, so they'll be addicted to that shit. So let open it up.
Yeah, I agree. And then you've got DeSantis. There's this new law that is on the books that's an anti-rioting law. And I guess, I don't know if D-Well or Background Guard put this on the timeline, but two guys near Tampa arrested on this new anti-riot law. But it's like, dude, you know, traditionally Cubans are very conservative and they vote Republican, but it's like a double standard. It's like when they're doing everything that you're saying that Black Lives Matter is doing, peaceful protesting by going in the street and blocking streets, you're not doing anything when they do it. But if another Black Lives Matter event happened and people protested, it would be a wrap. People would be strung up and arrested en masse. But that's just, go ahead.
My issue is, okay, we do know that majority of Cuban Americans voted conservative in the last election, right? They put no pressure on Trump to do shit for Cuba while he was in office. But now they're marching saying we need to do some shit. Like, no, you have 4 years to get your president to do something for your country.
Yep.
Am I not? Did they not?
But you have to realize, this is the Republican MO to say, hey, blame the Democrats, blame Biden, the new for everything, right? It's insane.
That's what I'm pissed off about. Like, you voted the last president in. Like, and all he did was tighten up shit worse for them. And then now it's like, oh, we're going to march. And I understand, yes, march for what you believe in. But damn, make sure you vote the right way.
Right. Right. I agree. Any new updates on Haiti's president being assassinated? I think the last time we talked, there was a group of people that were posing as DEA. They basically found them all. It was an American doctor.
Shout out Thomas Downey.
What I was reading Florida was, man, he was trying to basically overthrow the government and insert himself as president.
That's how you know you got that money, right? Like, he was like talking to Dragon. It's like, you know what, man? You know what? We're going to overthrow Dominican Republic next week. We're going to go in there. We get some hired guns, take it over. What they go? They can't stop us, right? And then they said shit went awry, man. I call foul play on all this shit. I don't know what country it is. I don't know how.
This dude is a patsy. Something is happening. Yeah, they're setting him up as a patsy. Like, that, that shit does not fly.
Dragon says that, you know, you're going to stay on the line that you had last week of they killed him because the old president was a dictator.
Yeah, he was a dictator. Like, there's no if, ands, or but about it. He was a dictator. He was trying to install himself as being the forever president.
Just like Putin.
Yeah. So that's not for question. So where are we going here?
I don't know what happened. I'm pretty sure some foreign operatives had something to do with this. I don't think it's as simple and cutthroat as they like us to think it is. And I hate to be the conspiracy theorist sounding person, but man, something else going on, bro.
Yeah, something else going on.
You don't get a bunch of fucking Colombian Contras, some rich doctor from Boca Raton, and like all this stuff doesn't sound right.
And he thinks just because he killed the president, he's going to become the president? Or like, are we playing with Highlander rules here, where you got to kill like whoever's in charge, and then you become Highlander? Like, what was going through his head?
You know, there's a bunch of nerds.
I wouldn't even want to kill another Highlander because, man, it sounds like if it seems like that getting the power hurts like a motherfucker.
Honestly, that's one of my favorite movies of all time. And I watched that. I watched the TV show. I watched the TV show religiously. Religiously. No.
Watch when he gets the power, man.
Highlander was
painful.
Highlander is one of my favorite.
It was so great that you walked out on one of the movies, right?
I didn't walk out on Highlander.
You did, bro. We went to go see The Cell. I think it was The Cell. We saw The Cell, and you went to go see Highlander, and you walked out mid-movie to go see The Cell with us.
No.
Yes.
No, I have never seen the Highlander in the movie theaters.
In the Cell. Anyways, continue.
A terrible movie.
It wasn't that bad. Yeah. It was all right.
Look at that, man. It's pain. Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't believe this is happening.
But, yeah, that shit is fake. Like, I don't know.
Something's going on. It's going to come out. It's some. I don't know. Like, and why are we so quiet about it? Like, the American government. We're so quiet about everything. We're quiet about Cuba. We're quiet about Haiti. No one's making a statement about anything. It's like, that's what I was saying. Like, it seems like.
Oh, I think there's been lots of statements made, but again, you have to be strategic with it. You can't automatically, you know, go in. Remember, because at the end of the day, this is an ally of our enemy. You know what I mean?
Haiti.
Cuba is an ally. Oh, I'm talking about Cuba. I apologize.
Look at this, still got a UCF hat on. I mean, UCF shirt.
Yeah, sure. But Haiti, you know, Haiti is they got fucking raped. They fought for their freedom. They won their independence, and France was like, oh, we got these ships out here. We're going to invade you unless you agree to pay us billions of dollars.
Yeah, that shit is horrible.
And lost money, which was slaves and resources. And come to find out, and I found this out recently as this has come out, I've done some more research and seen some more videos and stuff. Citibank was part of that, right?
Yeah,
the bank that is Citibank now, they were part of that, you know. And then Haiti was like, hey, we want our money back. We want France to give us our money back. And France was like, fuck you. We ain't giving that money back.
How about a croissant, bitch?
So to your point, Dragon, last week you made a point where, hey, you know, Haiti's the leaders are corrupt, right? Yeah, of course. At the end of the day, I would say all politicians are corrupt, but a lot are corrupt, right? But you have to also think about everything that led up to the situation that Haiti is in right now.
It sucks, but you can't still have that as a crutch. You still gotta do something about it. And if your government leaders are gonna continue to fucking rape the people, then your country is not gonna go anywhere. Like, even though they're not getting a lot of money, they can still at least try to do something, but they're not really doing anything.
So let me ask you a question.
What can they do?
I mean, try something. I don't know. I don't live in that country. It's not my problem.
Rise up. But hold on, D-Well. Let me ask Dragon a question. And I think I already know the answer to this. But what do you think about reparations? Do you believe in reparations?
I don't believe in Santa Claus.
Come on, man. Just answer the question.
Nah, I'm good.
Just answer the question. Do you believe in the fact that African Americans should get reparations?
That's not my hill to stand on. I'm not African American.
It's not about you being not African American, but do you believe that that is something that African Americans, because of the fact that if you look at redlining, if you look at just everything, you know, not talking about now, but everything that was put in place from the end of slavery up until 50 years ago, you know. What about you, D-Well? Do you believe in reparations? Do you think there's some form of reparations?
At this point, I would be happy with the American government to admit that they were wrong. And not even just for African Americans, for Native Americans. Everybody that they've wronged.
For Asians too.
Anybody that they've wronged, I would be happy with that. Just to admit that you're wrong. Yes. Yes, African Americans have been oppressed and still continue to be.
Right.
But as well as other people in this nation, there's still been no omission. Go ahead.
If you do reparations, like, who is it going to go to? Like, essentially, like, how are they going to track this down on what was taken from who, what exactly is going to who, and who is eligible for what? So that's the problem with that.
I don't think that they could break it down like that.
Exactly. So, and where's the money going to come from? Is it going to actually come out of the pockets of the people that took the money, or are they going to do it like everything else, where we are the common people? Or even the black people, or whoever is getting the reparations, are they going to fit the bill for their own money?
It's only coming from anybody who's half Dominican and Puerto Rican. We're taking the money from all of them.
I get
they're paying all the money.
I don't believe in reparations. It's like
a lot of fiscally conservative people are like, yo, how are we going to pay for this? You know what I mean? Are we just going to print money? Where's the money going to come from? You know
what I mean? Honestly, I would be happy with, just like we do with Native Americans. You can prove your lineage. All right, you get free college tuition. Let's start there. Like, that's simple. Like, you know, like, not asking for, like, cash money, because that's not going to happen, man. That shit ain't going to happen. But just like, free college. You want to go to fucking Seminole Community College? Here you go. There you go.
So if you can prove that you're
free daycare, how about free daycare?
Daycare is fucking expensive.
Yeah, man. There we
so
go.
Prime, would that mean like your one side would have to pay your other side?
He ain't getting no money.
Yeah.
You're so stupid.
You'd so like, you take money from your left pocket and put it in your right pocket?
Hey, come on, man. I will admit that I have some white in me. I do have white in me. Some? But it's only 8%.
Yeah, all right.
It's only 8%.
Like 90. Looked like 8%.
98%?
I'm a high yellow black man, okay?
That's a high yellow.
High yellow. Oh, my other African-American brothers and sisters will know what that means, especially for the South.
He ain't oversleep when Harriet came. He ain't have to go.
He ain't got to go, yeah.
Why she didn't come to the big house?
She didn't come upstairs or nothing.
Had me laughing, man. I could not stop.
So movies are back. Black Widow is officially made. $200 million.
That's what COVID said. COVID's in the movie theaters.
Yeah. But did you guys watch? Honestly, I think the movie should have came out after. It should have came out after. Not Endgame. What was the movie where they got in trouble?
To be after Civil War.
Yeah, after Civil War. That's it should have came out. It should have. It made sense. All of that made sense.
It should have, but you know why it didn't, right?
Why?
Because at the time, the studio head, I think his name was Ike Perlmutter or some shit like that. He specifically said it in like some board meeting or whatever that women characters are not, they're not bankable, where they can't make money off of them. So dude, they decided to push back.
This is.
Wait, what's the guy's name?
Ike Perlmutter.
Is that your alias?
No.
That sounds like something you would say.
I have no problem with women characters.
In the kitchen.
I have no problem with women characters if done right. But I watched the movie. Did you guys see the movie?
I almost did.
I liked it.
I don't care about spoilers. Go ahead. Tell me what you got.
It was okay. Like for one, like you said, it came out at the wrong time. You already know what happened to her, and so a lot of the stakes are gone. You already know nothing's gonna happen to her because she's gonna be in the movie later on down the line. And like also, I didn't like some of the story. It was kind of half-assed, like with the whole idea with
spoiler. Spoiler alert. Like the whole pheromones.
The pheromones for one. Like, yo, if he has pheromones and you can't attack him because he has pheromones, shoot him across the fucking room. You can't smell the motherfucker.
That makes no
fucking sense.
Who had the pheromones?
So, she was trained in the this place called the Red Room, right? And there was this guy.
I know that part.
He was the leader, or he was the one.
Spoiler alert.
I already said spoiler alert. Relax. Yeah. So he's the one who operated it. So. Black Widow or any of the Widows can't attack him or do anything to him because they have a pheromone lock, which means that if they smell his pheromones, they can't touch him.
Because so, the Black Widow is a playoff of the Flem Nikita, right? It's like the same character.
I guess, but I think Black Widow was way before that.
Was it? Okay. All right, they ticked it, man. All right.
Yeah, so I didn't like that storyline. Then also, they totally butchered Taskmaster. Like
Taxmaster? Like he does taxes?
He does taxes?
No, Taskmaster. They told him to do my
fucking taxes.
Her story
now. You talking about like Alt-Control Delete Taskmaster?
No, Task. Taskmaster.
Taskmaster.
Yes, he's a Marvel villain that...
pull this guy up, background if you don't mind. I don't know about him.
He kind of looks like Skeletor, and he basically has photographic muscle memory where he can look at somebody and copy their...
I've seen that on the cartoons. Yeah. I've seen him.
Yeah.
I think he's on the...
Shang Tsung?
Yeah, he's like a Shang Tsung.
What is he on?
PC. No. So yeah, they made that the I thought the movie was okay, man. Like it wasn't everything. I think that it was okay. I think that it would have been better after Civil War. That would have been a perfect spot for it.
I'm not paying $30, man. If it's just okay.
I didn't pay $30.
I know you guys got the magic boxes and shit, so
yeah.
Magic deck, yeah, I got that.
But yeah, movies are back. Have you got have you guys
magic dick?
Jack.
Have you guys would you guys go to the movies?
I'm never going to movies again in my life.
No, I'm probably gonna go see Shang-Chi. So that'll probably be the first movie.
When is that coming
out?
Shang-Chi.
The one that put the sad on the panties.
I think that was coming out later on this year, but that will probably be the first movie I go back.
You know, the movie that I might see in the theaters, because it's a movie that I feel like deserves a theater experience, is Dune. That movie probably deserves a theater experience.
Nah, that shit looks like trash, bro.
Nah, man. I think Dune's going to be good.
What about the new He-Man
cartoon? I haven't seen that. Is it out yet?
I don't think
that shit is anime as fuck. So you guys will not want to watch that.
All right, I'll watch it then.
I'll probably watch like the first episode and I'll be like, if I like it, I'll watch it more.
How does this
that's hentai, bro. That's hentai.
That's
not him. It's not people. It's hentai.
Get right.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Actually, Castlevania is pretty good if you guys haven't watched that.
Castlevania?
Yeah, the anime that's on Netflix is pretty good.
Dude, I don't get down with fucking anime, bro. You know what anime I get down with? All the fucking cartoons that came out in the 80s that were fucking...
They're about Animaniacs.
No, in the 80s, all those cartoons were...
Like what?
Weren't they drawn by fucking... Japanese people?
Most cartoons are drawn by or like done by Japanese studios.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna give this
but it's not anime.
It's not. It doesn't make it anime.
Yeah, but the drug. This is horrible. Like, I guess they try to make it true to form.
I'm gonna watch it.
I'm gonna watch it, but this is just it looks like an OG.
it looks good. I'll watch it. So yeah, I think that's gonna be the show.
I don't know what fucking shit you watch, but
you know what the fuck I watch. That's exactly what that shit sounds like.
What the fuck you watch, bro?
But that's our show. Show number 60. Remember, you can...
I don't know what behind the show fucking DVD. Watching that shit behind.
Remember, if you want to leave us a voicemail, do so. Our phone number is 407-476-7070. We're on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheMadnessPodcast. We have a Facebook group. Every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our show replays on the Raw 808 Underground Radio at the Raw808Underground.com. If you want to email us, you can do so at show@TheMadness.com. We're all on Instagram. Our IGs are mine is Prime's Place. We got Big Heck at Big Heck Gaming. He's the Warzone King. We got DJ Dragon at DJ Dragon 9. He's the Magic the Gathering King. Background Gardo at Background Gardo.
He's the WoW King.
The WoW King.
Wow, boy.
We got D-Well at D-Well's Travel. He will be traveling soon. And I'm Prime's Place. At that's our show, number 60.